There have been a few surprises at this year's French Open. Yesterday, in quarterfinal action, it was a Frenchman who provided the tennis tournament's biggest upset, with Joe Wilfried Tsonga defeating veteran champ Roger Federer in straight sets. On the women's side, top-ranked Serena Williams struggled but won her quarterfinal match. Defending champs Rafael Nadal and Maria Sharapova both play today. For more, we turned to John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated. He's in Paris. Good morning.
Hi there.
So another early tournament loss this year for, I guess we could call him aging champ Roger Federer yesterday, but also a bigger moment for France, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was sort of these dual storylines. We had Roger Federer in the quarterfinals who wasn't able to win. And again, as the French television dramatized it, he was playing the unvanquishable opponent at his time. He was also playing Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who is a French player and a very good one. And it has been 30 years since a French male, Yannick Noah, won the French Open here. And now Tsonga is just two matches away. So in the next 2 days, that's going to be the big story.
And world-ranked number one Novak Djokovic is on the court today, and he's still grappling with the recent sad news of the death of his first coach. How's he looking?
Well, he called the death of this coach, she was a second mother to me, and he's a very emotional player, and it remains to be seen whether this will galvanize him or distract him. But he did win his last match handily and dedicated it to his late coach, and this is the one major that he has not won, so that's extra motivation for him. And no, I think that's a real storyline. It'll be interesting to see how this off-court incident will affect his play.
And Djokovic could potentially face Rafael Nadal in the semifinals if they both make it through their matches today. Nadal was the pre-tournament favorite, but he's lost some of his luster in this moment.
Whatever the French word for mojo is, Nadal has lost it, at least in the first week of the tournament. He's won this event seven times. He's going for his eighth title. He's lost one match in Paris since 2005. And yet he did not look like his old self for the first week. He's still in the tournament, though. And no, I think you're right. I think a lot of people have circled this semifinal against Nadal and Djokovic as sort of the de facto final, that the winner will win the tournament. And it'll be interesting. I mean, if Nadal does not elevate his game, he will not win that match.
Well, let's quickly get to the only American still in it. That's Serena Williams. She last won the French Open in 2002, long time ago. Is this her time again, do you think?
I think it is. And it's remarkable. I mean, she hasn't even been to the semifinals until this year for a decade, which tells you something about her longevity here. She is the favorite to win. She had a tough match in the quarterfinals, and yet she got through that, and she's really looking very strong.
And Maria Sharapova, let's don't forget her, continuing her title defense.
She is a defending champion as well. However, she has a real block against Serena Williams. I mean, she has not beaten her in almost 8 years, and I think there's this thought that as long as Serena is in the tournament, it's hers to lose.
John, thanks.
Thank you, Renee.
John Wertheim writes about tennis for Sports Illustrated. He's speaking to us from the French Open.